When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Going to be about 93 degrees today. Going to be about 95 degrees tomorrow. Then I think it gets a little more temperate. We'll get all the 411 from Dave Murray at 3:30. Right now, we welcome attorney Brad Young back to the show. He's with us every Thursday. He always has really interesting topics. Brad, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Dave. How about you?
Doing well, doing well. Grimace was just in, so how can you not be doing well? We're eating McDonald's and hanging out with Grimace.
Wow, just watch your wallet if Hamburglar comes around.
Oh, yeah. We found out we can get the burglar. He's going to be coming in.
Oh, sweet.
Now, Rach, what is your thing with him? Were you afraid of him or you like him? I forget.
I just said Hamburglar one time on air.
See,
I just said it wrong.
It's become DGS canon.
Because I say everything wrong. I'm a big mispronouncer. It's a huge problem as a broadcaster. I said Hamburglar one time, and we've been married ever since.
So, Brad, we have three stories here. Missouri banned student phones in K through 12. Is this a law now?
Yeah, Governor Kehoe just signed it into law, I believe, yesterday, and it goes into effect this fall. Now, there are some exceptions to the law. For example, if a child is diabetic or has other medical conditions that might require monitoring on a cell phone, then they get those exceptions. And there's also an exception for if there's an emergency. So what I believe schools are going to implement is having the cell phones put into, you know, like those things that your mom had where she stored her shoes in a closet.
Yeah.
Remember those things that would hang on the back of the closet?
Right.
It was those little cases where your mom would put her shoes. One of those types of devices to put cell phones in. So that seems to try it as an attempt rather to kind of balance between kids should have access to phones if there's an emergency. On the other hand, you know, we don't really want them doing Snapchat all day long when they're supposed to be studying.
Do you like it as an attorney? Do you like it as a parent? Do you like it as just a guy? What do you think?
I like it as a parent. You know, as an attorney, I can see a lot of potential issues because at what point do you say every kid has a problem, needs a cell phone to be with them all the time? And then you get into one of those situations where everyone says they have a different kind of condition or disease that requires it, and there's going to have to be a lot of exceptions. So I see that as a problem as an attorney. As a parent, I was constantly talking to my kids. I've still got my youngest daughter still in school, so I've talked to her about, you know, you got to stay off those phones because it's distracting. You're at school to learn, not to be texting your friends.
And what is it with Donald Trump and the TikTok ban? As I understand it, Congress passed the TikTok ban. It is Congress's purview to make the laws. And then the chief executive, by executive order, has said a couple of times, not so much. We're going to kick this can down the road. Is that constitutional?
Well, that's a great question. I think the answer to that is no. Now, when you look at the actual TikTok ban, I've read it, or the actual law itself, signed into law by President Biden. It allows the president to give an extension if there is something brewing regarding a potential buyer. Now, we have that now, but there's not baked into this law that you get to grant these extensions infinitely. I mean, you only get to give one extension, and yet President Trump has continued to say we're going to kick the can down the road. Now, the question becomes, is that constitutional? Well, the president is literally charged by the Constitution to enforce the laws. And as you remember from law school, there's a great phrase called arbitrary and capricious, mm-hmm. which sounds really interesting and makes you sound very intellectual. But at the end of the day, what that means is that you can't have laws that are enforced based upon whether you simply want to or not. That's arbitrary and capricious. And right now, I think we're seeing this in real time when it comes to the TikTok ban.
Go ahead, Wales.
I wanted to ask Brad, and I know it's hard because we know that there are things that can happen, like national emergencies, whatever, where things might need to be done expediently. But why are executive orders legal? Why do we have this special thing that's not in crisis mode, right? Not if you've been attacked, not if there was a giant earthquake, right? Like, not, I'm not talking, like, there clearly are rules for national emergencies, but why do we have it a system set up where the legislative branch essentially just gets cut out of the lawmaking process?
Well, that's a great question. And here's the answer to that, Wheels. Even though we have three equal branches of government, judicial, we have the executive and the legislative, they're not equal in terms of size. The vast majority of everything that we think of as the government is the executive branch. And the legislative branch is minute compared to that. And the judicial branch is even smaller. So what you have is you have executive orders that are binding on the executive branch, and that controls most of the mechanisms of government. However, when an executive order violates a law, then the executive order takes second place. It is submissive, or should be subordinate to, any law that conflicts with it. So it's kind of like the situation we have when you talk about state law versus federal law. States can pass all the laws they want, but if it conflicts with a federal law preempts it. And that's kind of the way you have to look at an executive order.
Okay. I just think it's kind of like it's been an end around and it's been getting worse for 30 plus years. And nobody seems to ever stand up to the office of the presidency when they want to use that tool. Because, as you know, the problem with them is all it takes is a new president to be in there and they can just unwrite what was done and rewrite something else. And that's not really good.
And I don't think it's an issue, Wheels, of people not standing up to whatever president issues that executive order. I think it's been done a lot. But the question then becomes, if you look at the executive branch as a business and the president is the CEO, then the president can issue executive orders that impact the executive branch so long as they don't try to invalidate or conflict with laws that are passed by Congress and signed into law by the president. So the executive can do whatever he or she wants for that branch, just can't violate laws.
Klaatu 1976 online says, so are they going to limit the legislature using their phones on the House floor? I visited the Capitol and all of the reps are on their phones, but it's an interesting question. What if, for example, my company said, you're ours from 9 to 5, you can use your phones at lunch, you can use your phones in an emergency. Other than that, though, put them down.
Yeah, absolutely. Any company can do that. And if a person gets caught on their phone, they can be fired for that. You don't have a constitutional right to be on your phone for a private company.
Interesting.
Yeah, they just would lose a lot of employees as would be their problem.
Yeah, it's just these conversations are always interesting because I do see people get up in arms and like, well, they need their phone. There are tons of jobs out there where you are not allowed to have a cell phone. And we also did so many things without cell phones, like, up until 10 years ago, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels wild to be like, oh, they should have a phone under any circumstance when they're at school. We had cell phones. Cell phones were invented when I was in high school. there was no expectation that we would be able to carry them or use them during class.
Yeah, you'd have freaked out if you'd have been able to.
Yeah, and we just had flip phones. We didn't have smartphones like they have today. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got caught with your phone at school, you were in huge trouble. I don't know where the shift happened to where it's like, oh, they should just be allowed to have them whenever.
I know the concern that I've heard from some parents, because it's the era of school shootings, that if something goes wrong, they want their kid to have that. Which is why my argument would be you put them in those, what we're talking about, like those little cubby holes or pouches inside each classroom that they go into.
Yes, and so I think that's the
design. If you're in that room, you can go get it if there's an emergency.
Yeah,
exactly. And then that way, when the class is over, the kids could go get them out of the pouches. They can have their cell phones during, you know, breaks in between
lunchtime,
classes.
Whatever.
And then they go to the next class and into the pouch they go.
Yeah.
Lunchtime, though, I think in this bill, right, Brad, they're not allowed to have them even at lunch.
You know what? I did not see that in the bill one way or the other. I'll have to go back and take a look at it. But, I mean, from policy standpoint, I certainly don't see any problems with kids having their phones from a policy perspective at lunch. The real question is, are they spending time in the classroom on cell phones instead of learning?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to attorney Brad Young. We do it every Thursday at 2 p.m. Let's move on to the Trump administration has sued California over transgender athletes in schools.
Yeah. Now, to me, this is really interesting because it dovetails with something that's happening at the Supreme Court right now. But let's set the stage here. California has a law, I think it goes back to 2013 under California state law, that says kids can participate in sports based upon their gender that they identify as. And so the Trump administration has now filed a lawsuit stating that by doing this, that California is discriminating primarily against women by allowing transgendered women to participate in women's sports. And so this is a lawsuit that's ongoing. But the reason why I think this is interesting here, Dave, is because we just saw last month the Supreme Court upheld the Tennessee right to ban gender-affirming care if it so chooses. And now the Supreme Court is taking up a case about West Virginia, about whether West Virginia can prohibit transgender sports activities. But this is the opposite side of the same coin, and that is, can a state use and allow for transgender kids in sports, whereas the case in West Virginia is whether the state can ban transgender kids in sports. And so we have these two sides of the coin kind of coalescing here at the exact same time.
Hmm.
And then finally, this is not Keanu, inside the $1 billion celebrity impersonation Bitcoin scams.
Oh, this is huge. And it's even happening right here in the St. Louis area. What's happening is there's this enormous increase of people using AI either for photographs or for audio and tricking people into sending them money. And last year alone, the FBI reported $672 million in losses that include these kind of losses. But a lot of times these losses don't even get reported because people feel stupid. It's thinking, oh yeah, I really did think Keanu Reeves was asking me for $100,000. And so they don't report it, but it's an enormous problem. I've seen a lot of the ways this is done. There's laws right now. Actually, there's a law in Tennessee to help protect against this. There's another law pending in California that will give law enforcement more ability to stop this stuff from happening. But this is an enormous issue nationwide.
Okay, very good. Brad, you're the best. We appreciate it every week.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Pretty day out there, hot day out there, heading to the game tonight. Was going with the whole family, but the girl took sick. So maybe me and my buddy Nick.
There you go, guys night
still
out.
Still fun.
Yeah, boys night out. Boy, we'll get tanked.
Look out. Look out. People at the ballpark, be careful.
Look out, right. World.
Here come the Glovers. How's everyone's wart doing?
I don't think mine was a wart, and it's gone.
Okay, good.
Oh, well, it must be nice. Mine's been here for years, so I think this is just, I think this is just a part of
you
me.
You two are opposite ends of the spectrum.
It's, yeah.
It's part of the scenery.
It's twin.
Yeah, just mine's name
just
it.
My, yeah, mine's just my buddy. He just popped up a few years ago, and I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? Hang out.
You know how I am constantly at lunch talking about baryon acoustic oscillation?
Yes, every day, nonstop.
So this is really interesting that, remember I talked to you about that giant void in space that goes like 100 light years across? There's just nothing there. Astronomers now think that we live in a void, that our local universe is contained in a void. Because of some sort of, it sounded to me as a layman, like sort of echolocation that bats do, that we send out noise and we perceive noise and we're able to tell the density of this and that. But they believe now that our local part of the universe, the solar system and the local galaxies are in a big void. Did that do anything to you?
Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
If the place that we are in contains us, then by definition, can it be a void?
Well, it's not a complete void.
Okay.
It would be sort of like the difference between being in a high school basketball gym with full capacity or being in there with eight people.
I see. Okay.
So it's more like that.
That makes more sense.
Yes. Okay. And did you see who is the new NASA chief?
No.
Sean friggin' Duffy. The head of transportation, whose resume is having been on an MTV reality show and a Fox News contributor, is now the interim chief of NASA.
We should launch him into space.
I think knowing what baryon acoustic oscillation is qualifies me more than him.
Oh, he said, honored to accept this mission.
Shut up.
Time to take over space.
Shut your ass.
Let's launch. That's what he wrote on X.
Let's launch.
He said, let's launch.
Let's launch.
Let's launch.
What a douche.
To be fair, that's just kind of how people talk on social media.
I hate it. Why can't we just pick people that know stuff?
And you're telling me Sean Duffy doesn't know about NASA?
You know what I want to do? You know that space agency? Let's put somebody in charge of that doesn't know anything about anything. That's a great idea. That'll help.
But what do you really do as the head of NASA, right?
I mean,
you're not building the rocket ships.
You're an administrator, but like some kind of understanding of science and space and, you know, the what and the where and the how and the why would be nice. Would you? Let me ask you this. I'll throw this at you. If your favorite sports team hired someone that unqualified to be your president of, say, baseball operations, somebody who has never worked in baseball before, someone who has only adjacently even mentioned it in their life, what would you as a sports fan think of your team?
Kevin's trying to lead us up to tell us that he's been hired.
Yeah, like just as an example, if the Cardinals hired me to be to replace Mo, they would be rightly ridiculed and fans would be incensed because it's ridiculous.
But it's worse than that.
But I know more about baseball than he knows about space.
For sure.
Yes, but it would still be insane
if that
happened.
He doesn't even know that the void we live in is called the Hubble Bubble.
I mean, God,
that's adorable.
Almighty.
Isn't it? It's kind of cute, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I like it now.
Aww.
It's so funny. Like, when you think of these big things, everybody's like, well, just, why are they any less qualified than anybody else? But if you were to say, if you make it relatable.
I don't like people who talk like that.
I'm going to run your favorite sports team. I've never done it. I've never worked in the sport, but I'm going to do it because the owner likes me.
Isn't
he likes
funny?
Me.
How we all do that when we're doing the voice of a stupid person.
And they were like, I'm a stupid idiot.
We never say like, oh, and then he goes, I'm Sean Duffy. And it's always like,
Sean Duffy, I run space.
Okay, I just want to address something in the stream. I have addressed this before. I'm sorry about the audio issues on YouTube, Facebook, whatever. We don't do anything different on a day-by-day basis. I really think it's certain people's equipment. I'm sorry.
It may also be the services themselves, because the problem seems to be more prominent on Facebook than on others.
Mm-hmm. It's something that we click around with, but there's not really a lot of control we have over
it.
Yes.
So I apologize, but I mean, there's not a solution that we know of.
If we find one, we will 100% enact it.
Yeah.
I had a really dumb moment. Wasn't even enhanced
by
gummies.
Did you do
it
in the dumb guy voice?
Yeah, I did. I saw a television teaser that said, and it was about a dog that is a DEA dog that was injured and came back to work. And it says, four-legged DEA agent returns to work. And I'm like, we're hiring freaks? We got a four-legged DEA agent? Like, I really, truly did. I'm like, and I'm watching TV like, I got to see this spider come walking out. And then it was a dog. I'm like, you are
it's a
stupid.
German Shepherd.
You're very, very stupid.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny.
But he's all right. Daddy's all
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, buddy. I was thrilled to get your text the other day, and I got to tell you, for the rest of the day, I pulled this one on about 15 people. I'd be in the middle of a conversation. I'd go, I'm sorry, I'm getting a text. Oh, it's Ricky Horton.
I was listening to you guys. You guys were cracking me up, so I had to get in the middle of it.
That was awesome. I loved it. So Miles goes tonight, and I was saying earlier, I don't know Miles. I have no reason to dislike Miles, but I'm frustrated, as we all are, with this. And if he could get back in form and get down to a decent ERA and have good outings, great. Yeah. Go all the way through. But if he can't, boy, let's just wrap this thing up.
Well, there's two things about Miles I think very strongly about. Number one is I love the way he handles games after he pitches, good, bad, or indifferent. He is the first person to stand at his locker. He does not shy away from the hard questions. He'll answer them. He'll admit when he doesn't do well. And, you know, not every player does that. You know, there are no excuses with him, which I appreciate. And so that's kind of step one. He's very professional about that, and I think a good example for everybody else. But clearly, he hasn't pitched well for a long time, and in several starts in a row, I should say. And so I think the big question with Miles is, you know, and we know that he's capable of stringing a few good games together where, you know, guys are hitting ground balls at people and life is fun. But the other question is, if not, you know, Miles or to your second question, if not Miles, if not Eric Fetty, then who? There's not really an answer to that. Not enough of an answer to that. That's simple.
So bigger picture, and it can be, it does apply to the Miles thing we're talking about, Ricky, but it really is more than that. I think it applies a little bit to Fetty as well, but it's a bigger picture pitcher question. Well, that's hard to say. Bigger picture pitcher question. Mm-hmm. When you have a pitch that you have relied on, but it's just not getting anybody out, how hard is it to just say, I need to shelf this? I mean, as an example, Miles' four-seam fastball has got a 700 slug against it this year, and opponents are hitting 350 against it. And his other pitches are much better. The slider, the curveball, the sinker, the changeup, they all have way more success than that. They have varying levels of success, but better than that. But is it a lot for someone like me on the outside to say, you know, maybe just don't throw that as much as you are because it's not working?
You know, it's funny, when you started that question, I was thinking you were going to be, you were delving into my past, because I honestly do recognize the difficulty of that. It's like, look, I'm a change up guy. I'm a slider guy. And then, you know, you back up third base five times in a row and you say, well, wait a minute, that slider's not working. And, you know, in my case, there was a physical reason. There's an age reason and physical reason that my slider wasn't working and my changeup wasn't working. I didn't have the same finish. So from that point, I tried throwing sidearm. I tried throwing a forkball. I tried throwing, you know, basically underhand, but kind of a sidearm pitcher.
Right.
And that didn't work either. So it's kind of like, okay, you try anything and everything. And, you know, I will say Miles has tried to throw a more of a sweeper type pitch, and that's kind of an adjustment that both he and Pallante are trying to make. So everybody's, you know, willing to try that stuff. That's how Fetty got back to the big leagues, by learning a sweeper. And so, you know, it's all, you're always experimenting with that stuff. And, you know, when a pitch isn't working, you have to kind of go to plan B, and maybe that's the plan going forward here.
How are we looking on injuries? Who are we supposed to get back and when?
Well, you know, Ivan Herrera said he wants to start playing, so that's kind of good news. I think the Cardinals are slow playing him, because when you're talking about a hamstring, that's one of those things that feels good on a Monday, and then you play and it hurts again, and then you're back to square one. I mean, on Wednesday. So you have to be careful about hamstrings. It's always longer than you think. That's, for whatever reason, that's just kind of the way it is. So I think that's one guy. I think Jordan Walker is, you know, is he injured, or is he trying to find his swing? I kind of think it's more the latter, honestly, with him. If he figures out the way to get his swing plane right and drive the baseball, I think, you know, I think we'll all consider him healthier.
Yeah, it's interesting, the timing plays into this too, right, Ricky? You could send, let's say Herrera feels like he's ready, you could send him out on a rehab assignment today, but he's not going to be ready before the end of the All-Star break, so makes sense to push that off a little bit and then do some of your rehab next week during the break, although there's not, like, Monday's an off day at AAA and all that, but there are ways to play it so that you're going to be ready when the second half starts, because doing it today probably doesn't come with much benefit.
Yeah, the X number of days, and I think it's 15, but I'm not sure. Kevin, maybe you know that once you start a rehab assignment, you've got X number of days to make a decision on somebody.
Yes.
So you don't want to send them to a rehab while they're kind of still hurt. And then the idea is, okay, now that they're in at the end of the rehab and you have to send them on the injured list again, I mean, I just think that or do something else with them or call them up. I just think that's, you're creating a problem if you're not sure that they're ready to go. And so, you know, unfortunately, honestly, Cardinals can't complain much about injuries other than Zach Thompson. This has been a pretty healthy team from day one compared to the rest of Major League Baseball. That has not been our number one problem.
Boy, what a movie script it was with J.J. Weatherholt making his AAA debut last night.
Yeah, so happy for him. We saw him a lot, Dave, in spring training, and, you know, he looked good. I mean, he really did. I mean, I'm not sure what his best position is. That's, I think, yet to be determined. But, you know, he's coming fast, and, you know, he hit double-A pitching very well. So did Ethan Church, by the way. I mean, or Nathan Church.
Yeah.
Nathan Church has been outstanding. He's hitting like 360, I believe, in AAA after hitting about that in AA. And so there's another guy that's a gamer. People liken him to be like a Brendan Donovan type player. The problem is they're all left-handed. Everybody that can hit in AAA is left-handed.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of lefties, but we need to hit left-handed pitching. So we need some right-handed bats to start shining.
Church is an interesting guy. He, you know, so coming into the year, he was a ranked Cardinals prospect, but kind of like, I think, number 23, 24, 25. He'd not really hit a lot, but the bat has turned this year, because if you look at the scouting reports on him, he's a 70 speed, so he's high-end speed. And he's got good defensive ability, but there were questions about the hit. Well, he's already got more home runs this year than he had all of last year in less than half the number of games. And as you mentioned, Rick, he's hitting .335, slugging over .500. He's 24 also, so yet another guy that adds to this mix of where do we fit everybody in, and I wonder if that's just going to be Heim Bloom's task to sort it all out and make trades that balance it out.
So one of the good things to celebrate when a guy in AAA is doing well, whether it's Weatherholt or Church or whoever it might be, if you got a guy that's coming on playing well, what that does is it gives you some depth when it comes to making moves. You can say, well, you know, we could trade a Nathan Church for maybe one of our outfielders and maybe not lose that much if we gain something with something else.
Right.
I mean, that becomes kind of the decision making. So the more you got guys developing, the better, no question.
I have an embarrassingly simple baseball question. Because I've played a lot of baseball in my life, but I've never really been coached or trained. I know the Cardinals have a hard time hitting left-handed pitching. Why is it so difficult for a left-handed batter to hit left-handed pitching?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think maybe not a lot of people understand that. But if you think about a left-hander's angle towards a left-handed batter, from a left-handed batter, it almost looks like the ball is coming from behind you. I mean, the release point of a left-handed pitcher, a right-handed pitcher, you can see it the whole way because they're on the other side of the rubber and it's coming towards you. A left-handed pitcher is coming almost from behind you, away from you, especially when they throw a slider. So you've got a pitch that you're not picking up quite as quickly, and it's also going away from you instead of towards you. I think that's the simplest answer for that.
Yeah, and you think about the like long-term. This is just simply like human genetics, right? Only 10% of the population is left-handed. So like I think it's like 20 to 25% of major league pitchers are left-handed. So it's actually a much greater population in baseball than it is in the regular world, but you'll grow up as a hitter. And I've actually done this, Ricky, coaching 14-year-olds. We'll have a whole season. You maybe play 60 games, 65 games, you'll see three lefties. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. It's just left-handed hitters just never see them.
Well, Kevin, at your level too, and at every level, it just seems like lefties have a little bit more funk to their delivery too, a little more movement. There's just something different about it, and guys aren't, and you're not used to seeing it. And you know, like playing a video game, you know, you're training your eyes to do the same thing,
yeah.
And now all of a sudden you have a different variable in there. And I think that's kind of what it's like.
Yeah, so, you lefties are all a little weird, Ricky.
Yeah, yes, we are. 100%.
So by the same token, do righties hit lefties better or do righties hit righties better?
Well, not all of them. That's what's interesting.
Right,
and I think maybe what Kevin's saying is because you see less of them, there are some right-handers that don't hit lefties well. They don't like them. They don't like the ball. Like lefties that have good change-up to move the ball away from them. You know, honestly, when the ball's moving away from you, it can be a lot tougher because you're trying to pull the ball, you're trying to drive the ball, and it's going off your bat. So the key for pitching is to throw pitches from the middle of the plate that move away and from the middle of the plate that move in. And as long as you're doing that, from my point of view, it doesn't matter lefty or righty. But I think it is interesting that some righties do not like left-handed pitchers either. I can name you several people that were like that over the years.
Yeah, there are some guys with reverse splits for the reason that you're talking about, but it also comes into what's your swing plane? Are you, you know, I mean, like how do you see the ball? There's a lot of things that go into it.
I don't think Jordan Walker hits left-handed pitching very well right now.
No.
Not right now. Now, it doesn't mean he can't, but right now he doesn't.
No, and if you think about it, it makes sense, Ricky, because his weakness is that pitch low and away, whether it's a slider, two-seam fastball, or a changeup.
Exactly.
The lefties can put it there. Yeah.
Ricky,
exactly.
If we do go for a pitcher, let's say that things go well and we're buyers at the trade deadline, are there any pitchers out there that are available who you like?
Not really. Honestly, I mean, yes, there are pitchers out there that we all like, but the question is at what cost? So if you're saying we don't like this pitcher and that pitcher, let's get new ones. You say, okay, do you want Chris Taylor? Do you want Zach Plesac? Because that's who you can get, and they're both in AAA right now. But I mean, so the point is, availability is hard, and it's not like they're just going to give you somebody of great value without saying, okay, we'll give you a pitcher that you like, and we'll take Mason Winn. Would you do that deal?
Yeah.
And the answer is probably no. So that's going to be almost every deal, Dave, that it's going to come down to, do you want to give up, you know, Mason Winn and Brendan Donovan, and we'll give you this right hand. We'll give you Jack Flaherty for those two guys.
And
you know, we're not going to do that.
Ricky, if I gave you the authority to protect one player, not like a Sonny Gray, but like a player that could be starting, say, as high as Brendan Donovan, if you could protect one player at the deadline, who would you protect?
I would protect Brendan Donovan personally. I mean, he is a gamer. I mean, I love Brendan Donovan. I would protect Brendan Donovan. And honestly, at this point, you know, I'd protect Mason Wynn too, because I just think what he gives you defensively is extraordinarily good, and those kind of shortstops just don't grow on trees.
All right, buddy. Have a great game tonight.
Yep, thanks.
Welcome back, guys. TGS 249. I realized something about myself recently. Follow me on this analogy. I think you'll get it. Wheels, when we played baseball at your facility, after doing the normal stuff, I said, let's play Amazing Catches. And every kid played this as a kid, where you'd be playing catch with your buddy, and then you'd be like, let's play Fantastic Catches. And you would intentionally throw a pop fly so that they couldn't catch it. It's almost impossible. But if they caught it, oh, it's an amazing catch. I loved that game. And I was great at that game. I was probably as good at catching impossible catches as I was a one-hopper straight at me. And I think my whole life has been like this. If you say, Dave, I have an assignment for you, and it's simple, I will fail. But if you say, I've got something for you to do, I have a four-hour show where you have to come up with all the content and do it every single day, 200, 250 times a year, that's impossible. I'll do it. But the simpler the task you give me, the more chance I'm going to fail. Does that resonate with anybody? And I think it's because I want the chance to look amazing. It's part of its ego. But I also want it to be like, if you don't catch it, if you don't do the 204-hour shows a year, no one thinks you're a loser. They just think, well, that was impossible anyway. But if they give me an assignment like be a lawyer and work up this case to trial, it's pretty straightforward. You have a Washington law degree, you should be able to do it, but I failed at it, then you're kind of a loser.
I get what you're saying in that part, the psychology of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to fail at something big versus fail at something simple.
Yes.
Because you don't feel stupid when you fail at something big.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Always give me the fantastic catches.
Yeah.
But it's not like I catch them all.
No, which that's the point, though, right? I mean, think about it like if you're watching a ball game. If you look at a play and it was a 10% catch chance and the guy makes it, it's amazing. But if he doesn't get it, nobody's going to yell at him. It's not an error.
Exactly.
It's just like, hey, you're not supposed to catch that one.
Exactly.
Yeah. But when you get the ground ball right at you and it goes through the wickets, everybody yells at you.
I also think I've become incredibly lazy with reading. I had a little topic I wanted to bring up because I was going through the news on my phone today looking for show prep. And an article said the seven foods that stave off Alzheimer's. Well, we all know my deal with Alzheimer's. So, of course, I'm going to read this article. And I think that what I want is for them to go, beans.
Yes, you just want the list.
I just want the list.
Yeah.
And not
but
only.
But it's a clickbait, so they want you to click.
Give me the list. They had this exhaustive article about what is Alzheimer's and da 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 do and plaques and blah da 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 and amyloids. Just tell me what to eat. And I was mad, and I'm like, I wrote down seven foods article, go off on this, but then I'm like, well, maybe I'm just a lazy ass.
No,
that's clickbait.
It is clickbait. I've been got several times in the past couple of weeks, but CNN has some article about like the eight biggest mistakes adults make financially. And I've clicked on it because I'm like, this will be great for the show. It'll be great to share. And it just turns into like they're trying to sell you certain lines of credit or whatever.
Yeah.
It's designed to make you glaze over. They just want the click and the time spent on the page.
Well,
so
I don't like
it. I don't think it's you refusing to read. No,
it's that the content you're clicking on is actually not in that article. And it's probably at a link at the bottom for you to click on and then pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was also thinking, I guess Tom Brady's buying a Premier League soccer team or something like that. I don't know. He's somehow
buying
getting involved.
Into it somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much money Tom Brady has, but let's say it's $300 million.
It's more than that?
Yeah, it's probably more than that. Let's say $500 million. So $500 million, is a number that none of us can even contemplate, right? Our life would be done and complete. I have $500 million. And isn't it screwed up to think that someone like Trump or Bezos or Musk, if they were down to $500 million, they would be crapping their pants. Crapping their pants.
We're going to have to sell one of the yachts.
How can we possibly live on $500 million?
Yeah, well, I don't think that's how they think of it. Because I don't think it matters to them. They don't need anything. You don't need anything at $500 million. You don't need anything at $500 billion. It's just about the status that comes with the number.
Just a you-know-what measuring contest?
That, the power that comes with it, knowing you can throw it around to do whatever you want. I think at that level, again, not picking on those people in particular, but at that level, it's a compulsion. It's not just I want to do this. It's I have no choice. I need to do this. There have been interviews with the richest men in the world in history, right? I think it was Rockefeller at one point was the richest man in the world, and a journalist asked him, how much is enough? And he's like, just a little more.
You know what level of wealthy I am? And I'm not trying to be cute. I have a fan that blows on me right in my face at night, and I've had it for 7 years. It's never been turned off. It just works every single day. And I thought to myself today, what if I come home and it's broken? I can buy another fan just like that. That is literally my comfort level of wealth, is that my debit card's going to go through and I can buy a new fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.